Now, when we look over the broad field of the religions and mythologies of the world, we find that they fall into two quite distinct types, which I want to stress here this evening. There is one, and it is the most common pattern for myths, one view that sees nature, the cosmology, the order of the universe, as the ultimate sign or signal of the divine laws. Societies that are related to the cosmos. And on the other hand, there are societies that reject the cosmic order, do not see it as divine, but stress the social order of their particular group. Now, these two types, the mythology that refers the individual for his divine guidance to the order of the universe, whether seen close by in the phenomena of nature at hand or regarded in the great order of the heavens, and on the other hand, societies that see that as misleading and regard the specific laws of this specific group as the chief means for relating the individual to God. Now, it's obvious that the most important of the latter sort of mythology is the biblical mythology. And this has inspired three great mythological systems: the mythological system of the Hebrews, the mythological system of the Christians, the mythological system of Islam. These are mythologies that stress the covenant, as it were, with divinity, which has come by special revelation to a special group and is not shared by other peoples of the world. The tendency of all three of these systems is to regard the rest of mankind as in a either complete or relatively benighted condition. In contrast to that, we have what we call pagan or heathen mythologies, all of which regard the order of the universe as the signal for man of the divine nature and will. For such people, it is possible to say, the God whom we call Zeus, you call Indra. The God whom we call Apollo, you call Surya. We all worship the same deity under differing names. Furthermore, in religions of this pagan sort, the individual alone can relate himself to the divine law. He does not need instruction from the group. You may come into direct touch with the divine principles alone. Whereas one finds in the other a stress on the social group as the vehicle for the individual's relationship to divinity.